Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Modern Talking. Just Different, a very special podcast with Tomas Andas. Modern Talking.
Hello, everybody. This is Sunday. This is the very special podcast with Tomas Andas. And it's my pleasure to say hi to Tomas Andas.
It's the most wonderful day of the week.
Come on, I'm sweating and you're singing Christmas songs. You must be in good moods, huh?
Yes. Yeah, oh, it's Sunday.
It's Sunday, okay. Okay, Tomas. Because everybody is asking you questions, I just want to point out that there is the possibility to ask you questions here in this podcast. And everybody can do that under the email address podcast@tomas-anders.com. And we have a email from Ildi, and she's from Hungary.
Ildi.
Right.
Hi, Ildi.
And she said she would like to congratulate you for the brilliant performance in the XXL tours. So she must have been in Germany to see you there.
Definitely.
Maybe in Vienna, because you have
that's
pretty close, yeah. And then she is asking for you, you are coming to Budapest. You've already been, but
yes.
You can answer this question. This is perfect. How do you feel about Hungarian people and about coming to us after such a long time? And now you can say how you actually felt when you were in Budapest.
Oh, it was, you know, it was so fantastic. Everything was on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, a wonderful concert, and I was really deeply, deeply touched because 11,000 people.
Wow.
At Budapest Park.
Yeah.
And the people were celebrating. I just felt, you know, when I was on stage, I just had, I just could, you know, I had these feelings which came on stage that the people were so happy to celebrate. It was perfect weather, not a single cloud. It was, you know, wonderful warm, not too hot. It was starry night. In a certain way to say. And the people were so happy. And, you know, it just gave me the feeling life is coming back again.
Okay. And any specialties with the Hungarian people?
I love coming back with to Hungary. I had a few weeks ago, it was just broadcasted, you know,
mm-hmm.
Some time ago. It was a cook show, and I liked it, and the people are always very open and friendly, and Budapest is a beautiful city. You've been there, right?
You can
agree. It's a beautiful city, you know, wonderful people, fantastic restaurants, and it's a bit like in the ancient times. And the buildings are great, and it's very open.
Okay, thanks to Ildi for asking this question, I have to say sorry because we're having a very special guest today. I'm thrilled. I'm pretty thrilled.
You're thrilled?
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm sorry to say that, but I'm really thrilled because it's your wife. It's
yes.
Claudia. Welcome to Claudia.
Yes, hello. Happy to be here.
That's good. You're joining us in the international version of the podcast. Thank you a lot for that. People worldwide thinking now the same as I do. And they want to have the answer to this one question. How did you meet this man?
Okay, this podcast will, you know, take your time. 3-4 hours.
He knows me. it's really a wonderful story, but I try to make it short. So I was 24, something like that.
Yes.
26 years ago, and I've been with my friends in Koblenz in a restaurant, and just for having fun, just with the girls.
Yeah.
Girls' night out.
Okay.
And somebody told me in the restaurant that Thomas was also there, and I said, "Well, nice guy,
nice for him,
nice for him." But I was at that time not so into,
a new relationship. Let's face it.
Get to know him. So I was not that free at that time. In addition, so I was there with my friends, and we just had fun. And after a while, I got some flowers at the table, and the owner of the restaurant came to me and talked to me that I should go to the table of Thomas Anders. And I said, why should I do this? In case he would like to know me, he should come to my table. So after a while, it was quite funny. He came indeed to my table.
Okay.
And I told him all the stories, what happened before he came to my table. And he was really a little bit shocked because he didn't know anything about it.
Yes, I didn't. But one thing, the first question you asked me was, are you so shy?
Are you so shy?
Yeah.
And he laughed. He really laughed because nobody asked him this kind of question.
Yeah. You must have balls to ask that question.
So, and that was so nice. But in fact, it was like a friendship for half a year. So we called each other for hours. We
I just let her know that it's like a friendship.
that's the old trick.
Yeah, it was very clever.
Yeah.
But I liked it because he took some effort, and I like when somebody is really interested and not just on the surface.
Yeah.
So that's why I was opening as well myself, and after the friendship, yes.
Later obviously on, there
you
was
know
more.
The history.
We can actually see the results.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're talking like 6 months. The two of you just had
dating.
Yes.
Dating.
Restaurants and phone calls. Hours of phone calls, and it was
the movie theater.
Funny and interesting themes, and he was listening to the topics that I was interested in. And he was very clever. And at one night, you cooked me a very special pasta. So,
okay.
And he played piano. It was Mandy. And so my
God,
heart,
you really did the thing, right?
What should I do?
to all the listeners, all the male listeners out there, I give you one advice.
Yeah.
If you're interested in a woman, take the time in the right situation. Go to your grand piano and play a song.
If you can.
Well, actually, that would be a nice idea. If he just would post the pasta recipe, and also you give a lesson for the guys out there with the piano, maybe a slow song.
The recipe of the pasta is easy, but the rest is, kind of tricky.
but then he had you, right?
Yes, he had me.
Okay.
Because the time we've spent was always great. So the question wasn't there why we should not go together on that story.
Yeah.
So it was quite clear. So it was a lot more stories in between, but I can't tell you today. So otherwise the podcast would be 24 hours.
That means you will come back.
We have time. We have time. But maybe it is indiscreet to ask that, but how was it for you? I mean, you were used to meet famous people back then?
Not really.
Not really.
From the economic side, yes.
Yeah.
Economic industry, but because I'm interested in economics always. Yeah. but not in the popular industry.
Yeah.
That was not my kind of working part. So I always was commercial correspondent and commercial assistant, and that was my topic. And I planned to go to Hamburg.
Yeah.
And Thomas planned to go to New York for acting school, and we met in Koblenz.
Okay.
So this was a different story for everybody, but yes, Thomas was so fascinating by his human side. So there was the one side, Thomas Anders, the famous man, but on the other hand also this, excuse me, close the ears, he was so intelligent and emotional and social intelligent,
yeah.
That was very interesting for me, because that kind of guy or that kind of man I didn't know before. So there was more surface topics, and the talks with Thomas, they were from the beginning on so deep and so open-minded, and it was a different thing than the things I knew before.
Thank you so much, my dear. But why didn't you talk about this in the German episode?
Sorry. Because in English it sounds better. Maybe. I don't know. It's just the feeling. It's just, I remember I talked in the German podcast, and I remember more and more these times, because it's 26 years ago.
Can't be possible. I have to say that.
Thank you. Thank you for the flowers. But yeah, it was like that. And it's still sometimes that I think, how is he so relaxed? Even he's pimped every day from so much people. And he's so relaxed. And I like this. I like this a lot.
Well, that's something that we learned on the course of this podcast, that you are still, Thomas, you're still normal human being, and you're not like this kind of star who comes into a room and says, okay, everything has to be like that. And then so that must have been very fascinating to see that kind of normal side on him.
He has the right values, and this impressed me.
And you did everything right. I mean, everything.
I'm thinking all the time, who is he talking about?
I can tell he paid me.
No. Okay, no. I can really see that. You must write a book. The real dating.
The real dating.
Dating deal.
How to date a woman.
Because you done something right. So, okay, we're talking 6 months, and the 6 months, you became closer and closer and closer. You wanted to go to Hamburg. You wanted to go to New York. But then, was it hard to decide against your personal needs plans, or plans, whatever?
It came naturally. So I stayed in. I had my job and in a company, and we were together. You had an offer for an acting, was it Joseph, for musical. A musical?
Andrew Lloyd Webber, Joseph and the Amazing Colored Dream Code, or something like this, it's called, yes. I know, and I was asked for it, but it was not possible because, just to tell this in between, but in the end, they loved what I was, you know, how I was acting, and the voice, it was perfect, but they needed a blonde-haired guy.
Okay.
So, and they didn't want to have, because I was known in Germany, and they didn't want to show me with a blonde wig. You know, this was not in their concept. So,
But you were one of the favorite actors.
Yes, so I was from my voice and you know.
So that was the reason why you stayed, because to wait for the decision, and I stayed in my job because I liked the situation I was in.
You were just simply in love, right?
Yeah, I was in love, so there was no need to go.
We
to
both
Hamburg.
Were in love. Sorry, yeah. And just to face it, you know, we didn't know where the line is going on with us. You know, what's coming up next? And maybe it could have been that after half a year, we would have said, Maybe it doesn't
nice
fit.
Try, yeah.
It doesn't yeah. fit together. Then we had the chance. Yet would have the chance to go to Hamburg, and Mia would have the chance to go to New York. So, yeah. But you know, after all these months and you know, after time flies by, then you get more and more into it. And it was never a question that we were talking about what is going on. Do you want to go to Hamburg or me? If I want to go to New York,
yeah.
And then we made the decision just to stuck together.
And then there happened so much things in our lives. So we've been to Los Angeles. I remember it when your
lawyer
called us on holidays. Thomas, where are you? And we've been in Los Angeles, and he said, we are looking for you because Thomas Gottschalk want to put together Modern Talking. Are you interested in?
You have to tell for the people, you know, outside, Thomas yeah. Gottschalk is one of the most successful hosts in
yeah,
Germany.
German host, yeah.
And his
big TV personality.
Yeah. And his show then, in that time,
yeah, was very big.
It was the most successful yeah. Saturday evening show in complete Europe.
Yep. Yeah.
So this was the smash, you know.
This was really the smash.
Nearly 20 million people were looking at it on Saturday evening.
Yeah.
And I'm a child of the 80s, and yeah. I said, oh my gosh, what an offer. You have to do this. And Thomas just told me in Los Angeles, I never forget, how did you say, I tried to translate it. You don't have a clue what's going on when I do that. When I will decide to agree to do modern talking reunion.
You have no clue what's going on.
And I said, oh my gosh, this is a great adventure. So it's so good music. I like this music, and I didn't even understand why he said directly yes on the phone.
Yeah.
Because I needed my time. I just have to rethink it.
And I said,
because of my, you know, of my
experiences
from the past.
Yeah. Of course, we were talking about this.
Yeah. Yeah. So what I wanted to tell the people is that we got the chance.
Yeah.
To meet each other personally in a more silent time, and not again in the
yeah.
successful time. So we met as human
beings.
And this was the great chance for me to get him known as a human being.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if Modern Talking had already the comeback with all the specialties, not only the success,
yeah.
it was not that easy working with Dieter, I think it would be more difficult to understand the whole topic. And so I knew him, and I knew he does the right decision. Anyway, if yes or no... But he agreed, and so the next step was born. So it was every day a new adventure. It was together with my job, sometimes difficult because people in Germany knew my face. They wanted to know me.
Yeah.
Who is the new woman on Thomas Anders' side? A huge paper, they wrote a lot about us, so this was quite new, even for my parents.
Yeah.
But we were very careful, and it came naturally for me as well, so because Thomas did this with me very soft and not aggressive, very step by step, and is still like this nowadays. So we don't give too much interviews, just from time to time for the people to let them know that Thomas has a good relationship, and that's it. The star. And I think in my opinion is important to show from time to time kind of privacy, but that's it, because that's not my kind of business. I'm great in the back office, and to be also the space for getting new power. This is my job, and I like to be with him on shows, on TV shows, on the red carpet,
yeah.
On the red carpet, and this I like. And I also answer the questions, but then we don't go to every red carpet. We go to these events which are very worthful in Germany. So not on every bottle party, when you understand what
I want to tell you.
So to give a value that we are there as couple and show us, but then I go behind, one step behind, and I think this is for me the best decision and also for the artist.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I have to say two things. First of all, this is a podcast. This is not a video. And right now I'm saying to myself, shoot, because they're still doing the yai game. I have to tell you that. There are two people who are together for 26 years and they're doing the yai game still. And I think this is very charming and very nice to say that. But then again, it's also an honor that you're here because you don't do interviews so much. But what would you say? What is the recipe behind a 26-year lasting relationship in the pop industry? I mean, this is something special.
Dinosaurs.
yeah, of course.
Totally, really, yeah. Dinosaurs in the publicity, in the popular publicity. We think that talking is the recipe. Talking, being honest, and telling about the feelings. I think as long as you talk, you are interested in the relationship. If you don't talk anymore, it's over. So it's very important.
I'm sorry, like it's a song from Cliff Richard.
Yeah, we don't talk anymore. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think it's quite simple.
Yeah, but if it is that simple, why don't?
If you like each other, if you can still like the smell and the way of thinking and the way of living. If the little changes, men and women are different, but if you can compromise a little bit and can also live your own life, not being all the time together is also important. We are two personalities, and I think we have to stay two personalities. And so I'm interesting for my husband, and so I'm interested in my husband.
Yeah.
So I think this is also kind of development for the own personality that I don't develop like my husband, like a copy. I think this is very important, and even that Thomas don't repeats my talks, my words. So I think this is a kind of recipe for a good couple living.
But even though you say that, you seem to be very close still.
Yes,
the
we
two
are.
Of you. Yeah.
But Thomas supports me as I support him because I'm doing always my own projects, writing a book, or I had my own online shop for dogs, premium products and dog food, and so it was good to see that I have a great partner on my side who understood that I had no more time for him like before my owning my online shop. So, but it's for me to know when the time comes to make a change, to focus on the main things, on the important things. This is, again, my job.
Okay.
To know, okay, now it's enough for the relationship.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Man, I'm really, I'm having problems here not to start crying because I'm serious because it's such a nice story, and to see two people after 26 years so much in love.
Still working on that.
It's kind of work.
It's not a present. Yeah. It's not a, ask my husband.
To be married is work. Never take anything for granted.
Yeah, but of course, but you do it. You do the work. Obviously, you do the work.
Yes. Yes.
You never gave up, honey.
Yes,
come
but
on. This is too much for me.
Yeah, but like Claudia said, this is talking is so important, and because this is, you know, sometimes when we are you know, in discussion or really, you know, in struggle, these are days, you know, this is normal for a relationship for such a long time. And I try to sometimes when she's saying, why didn't you see this and why didn't you see that? And, but you should have known this. And what I'm saying is, you know, I'm not a psychic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because a thing, Claudia's thing is that she is collecting, you know, these tiny little things, and it comes out like a volcanic eruption, you know? And then I say, what's going on? I don't understand. But you should have seen this, and maybe why didn't you felt this in this situation?
You had not my consciousness. That was the problem.
And I say, but you had the chance to tell me then. But now I don't understand.
Women don't tell in that situation.
This is female speaking and male speaking.
Okay.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. You helped me a lot because now I'm not crying anymore.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, still, it's such a wonderful story to see you both after all this long time. And it's like an example. It can be an example also to the listeners that even if it's work, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's definitely worth it, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Because, you know, but this is, we are, you know, from deep in our hearts, we are on the same level, mm-hmm. Okay. You know, because we have one path.
Yeah.
You know, we have one, we love to go together one way. But this,
sometimes two steps back.
Yeah, but anyway, it has nothing to do with the speed. Or nothing. Sometimes the parallel way is turning a bit, you know, on the left or right side, or whatever. But the most important thing is that on the right time and the right thing, you have to find together and go on to continue this path. This is important, because otherwise everybody will give up each other. We are, you know, human beings, we are individuals, and everybody has different things, you know, about the feelings. And what I found out, this was, you know, in the pandemic times, what I found out, when we have, you know, when we are stressy,
yeah,
it's always when something comes from the outside, which brings us in a difficult and unlikely situation. I really tell you, when we had the lockdown in Germany for 7 weeks, you know, nothing happened, you know, we were at home. There was only, I would say it was a perfect life, not one single bad word or wording or no struggle, nothing. Because we were focused together and we did our line. And it's always, sometimes it's getting harder when, you know, I'm coming
back from a stressy trip.
Yeah.
And Claudia has something to handle, which is not so easy.
And your soul still flies.
Yes, yes, you know, yep, yeah. Because this is something when I'm, you know, coming back from my shows, and you know, I'm traveling all over the world in Europe, and when I'm coming back, then
we need sometimes I still have my
adrenaline
to get the same rhythm again,
yeah. And you know, coming back. Home, and she says, okay, I understand you're here, but your soul is still flying.
Yeah, okay.
And then he's laughing and says, okay, we check it out.
Again, you get me crying again.
No,
it's really.
I invite you sometimes, so then you will
understand. Yeah, but still, it's. I think
cry and laugh and be angry. We have all of this. We really have. Not just harmony. We are not a couple who has just harmony. No, we have waves. Our partnership is, and sometimes we are up on the wave.
The same wave.
And sometimes not. And then we try to get the same rhythm. It's like this.
Well, there is more to talk about this. But we're kind of running out of time. Yes. So I have to get a promise from you. You will come back, right?
If you invite me, I come, for sure.
Sorry, dear, I have to invite you too.
He's the boss,
right. Because it's, we didn't talk, and I did this on purpose, we didn't talk about your son, who also got something to do with this relationship, but I just wanted to have the pure relationship between two wonderful people. I thank you very much for this openness.
I thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Claudia, to being guest in our show. So.
It was really great. And
I go back on my wave.
You go back on your wave. Thomas goes back on his wave, and I'm gonna go crying. And if you want to ask a question in this podcast, you can do that under the email address podcast@thomas-unders.com. And we're looking forward. Next Sunday, we will talk to each other, right?
Pleasure, like always.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Modern talking, just different. Now on all platforms, the new podcast with Thomas Unders.
Modern talking.
Subscribe now, the new podcast with Thomas Unders.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.